This is Luca Mino talking to you again from Luca's World. I hope everybody's doing well. And to say hello to our producer, Frank, and to everybody out there listening, things are heating up quite a bit. Wow, there's so much to talk about today. I want to bring us back to 2003 today. This is going to be like same fear, different year, right? We're going to talk today about what's fake and what is fact. I want to bring in a big series on Rockefeller. I'm doing it slowly for people who have been following the show. And there's also like this inner responsibility that each one of us has to either wake up or just, you know, keep sleeping, keep taking the pill, whatever. And, you know, we have to make decisions on our own responsibility, like where it lies, what we're going to do, you know, our kids, whatever, whoever you have with you, even if you're by yourself, especially if you're by yourself, because then you can really speak out and, you know, do what we're trying to do. So, you know, my shows on vaccines also, or non-vaccines, or the jab, if you'd like to call it. And what do I see on the banner on RBN? Well, first, before I spoil that, I'm going to go tell the story first. For those people who have known about Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, some people call her Dr. Sherry. I listened to her many times, and on one show, she says she had one client one day, and the client all of a sudden, right out of nowhere, comes out and says, "Yes, it's about time for the great culling." And, you know, Dr. Sherry kind of goes, "Excuse me, say that again?" You know, and she said it again. "It's about time for the great culling, you know, the useless eaters, you know." And, of course, she knew what she was alluding to, but that was the end of that conversation. And it quickly went to, you know, leaving that client as well and carrying on, right? Wow. You know, so I was kind of wondering myself, like, when it would be her time to either disappear or suicide herself, or, you know. And sure enough, here's the banner on RBN today that I'm reading before the show. Vaccine critic Dr. Sherry Tenpenny loses her license to practice medicine. Not necessarily about the anti-vaccine stance that she has or the strange effects that COVID vaccines are you know, doing, but a refusal to answer the medical board, right? Okay, yeah, sure, right. You know, how come I remember very vividly, not one, but I think two or three, you know, nurses, 25, 30, 40 years of their life into nursing. The doctor from the floor says that we're taking vaccines today, all of us. And she says, "No, not really. I'm not interested." And he says, are you no longer a nurse? Right? Because they have the power. And these are the people that we're going to be talking about today in the vaccine segment. And I'm going to blow my own cover. That's twice already in the first part of the show. But I want to read you something from between 1861 and 1925. Listen carefully to this one. "To materialistic doctors, it will be entrusted the task of removing the soul of humanity." Okay, think back. Not too long ago, Rockefeller, what did he say? "We don't want a world of thinkers. We don't want a nation of thinkers. We want a nation of workers," right? I'm going to repeat what Rudolf Steiner says. In the future, like, we're going to eliminate the soul with medicine. That's the whole idea, right? So to materialistic doctors, it will be entrusted the task of removing the soul of humanity. As today, you know, people are vaccinated against this disease and that disease. So in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that will be produced precisely in such a way that people, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to be subjected to the madness of spiritual life. Heaven forbid. Okay? And this has been a plan. And we're going to go through it step by step. I don't care how long it takes. And it starts with Sherry Tenpenny getting slapped, right? Oh, okay. So this is what happens. So, you know, I love a challenge because We sure get them. And, you know, Sherry comes up right before the beginning of the show. I'm trying not to listen to other shows before mine. But then again, when non-commissioned lieutenant general is sitting in your living room and he tells you that over 400 manned American drones went into Russian airspace a couple of days ago. Most of them were downed because Russia has a protective dome just like Israel does, right? We don't, though. Five targets were hit, though. Some of them got through. Five targets were hit. Remember the mushroom cloud about 3 or 4 days ago? Well, you're talking five of them now. And this is by him. Five targets were hit with a mushroom cloud. One was a manufacturing plant. Another was a water facility. Another was a strategic nuclear facility. Right? Huh. Okay. And I'm really going through this stuff and I'm thinking, yeah, right. What did I talk about a couple of weeks ago? Pray for Turkey. You know, quote, we know who you are. We know what you are doing, American ambassadors. Take your filthy hands off Turkey, unquote. Okay, yeah, right. The beam out of the sky coming out, you know, and people saw it. And then suddenly there's a 7 or 8 pointer earthquake for Turkey. Right. Okay, we saw that in California. You know, most of it, you know, most people remember that with melted car wheels. And yeah, we were conspiracy theorists and we still are. But we did see that beam of light coming out from the sky, you know, several pictures. And I heard also that Pelosi's husband got the contract for the high speed rail. And when you look at that map and you look at the burn map, it's almost identical. Wow. You know, when you put the maps up side by side, they almost align perfectly. And now we're talking pray for Hawaii. 100-year-old tree survives the fire, but, you know, everything else is gone. You know, quote from somebody else living there, something about Oprah as well that you know, we'll be going through. Well, actually, we can talk about it right now because I have it right here. Why am I the only person with a photo of the Maui fire upcountry in Kula Oninda? Why isn't the news covering the upcountry disastrous fires? What is Oprah hiding on her ranch that may have already burned down? Didn't Pfizer have a fire when they were getting exposed? These fires are not natural, the person says. People's homes are and lives are gone. The dirty deep state couldn't care less if they burn down a historic town or destroy an island. And it makes it so difficult for the firefighters to contain as well. The deep state couldn't care less, and they're doing anything and everything to protect their evil secrets. Also, recent fires in New Mexico. Oh, Rio Labs burned down. Okay, right? It's like, you know, all this is happening all over the place. So instead of flying all over the place, I wanted to start very simply by talking about how this came to be. And I'd like to go back to 1899 in the first segment. And this is going to be like a preview of the next two shows. You know, what a funny little government, somebody was saying in 1899, holding the White House and the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury Department, in his hand, playing with it as a cartoon. It was a cartoon of John D. Rockefeller, who at the time, and listen to this, wait for it, he had more resources himself than the United States government had. That's how powerful he was. I mean, you couldn't have somebody less powerful doing more damage than, you know, doing the damage that he did. Hi, my name is John D. Rockefeller. I helped start the pharmaceutical industry, worked out a law to outlaw hemp, hijacked the educational system, co-founded the Federal Reserve with J.P. Morgan and the Rothschilds family, funded the United Nations, and helped found the Council of Foreign Relations. You were taught I'm a hero entrepreneur, right? I'm actually one of the biggest enemies of the American people. So, you know, and I just talked to you about Rudolf Steiner. Okay, people of a feather stick together. Another one from Rudolf Steiner, okay, who has a 13... 13 lecture series on dark spirits, spirits of darkness, etc. Okay, this is a quote from him, another one. I have told you that the spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human hosts in whom they will be dwelling to find a vaccine that will drive all inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls when they are still very young. And this will happen in a roundabout way through the living body. So, you know, people are getting rich by suggesting stuff like this. How convenient. Look it up, please. Rudolf Steiner. It's not L-P-H, it's L-F. Rudolf with an L-F at the end. Steiner, between 1861 and 1925. Horrendous research on this stuff. To eliminate spirituality. Okay, right. Then later on you see Rockefeller that doesn't want thinkers. He wants workers, right? So these are all tyrants. They're causing trouble. They're people causing chaos. Ordo ab chao, order out of chaos that they create. Wow. You know, and then Deanna from Facebook sends me something from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Medicaid from the state of Kentucky. Huh. Getting vaccinated against COVID is one of the best and safest ways we can protect, you know, you can protect yourself and your families, right? And there's provider vaccine incentive program, okay? And this goes down, you know, they split it up into two dates from what I understand. First is the initial incentive payment, and then after December 31st, it's the final incentive payment, right? And according to how you can qualify for a bonus, if your practice meets the below thresholds for vaccination, with at least one dose by the first date and then by the second date. You know, and it's like, you know, 60% of Anthem members vaccinated. Yes, you get a $100 bonus per vaccinated member and on and on and on. If your practice meets the below thresholds for vaccinations by December 1st, 2021, right? It's like, you know, we tried to warn you. It's got nothing to do with health and everything to do with money. It's incredible. And how to throw those immune disorders inside you, you know, and how to start them, how to create, you know, wars inside your body, because these people are so evil. They know how to disrupt your body, how to go up to the blood-brain barrier. Yeah, you know, with those so-called PCR sticks, doesn't that resemble those Egyptian wall hangings or wall murals, you know, explaining how that when you puncture the gland, in these slaves, it made them more docile. Okay? Trust the science. Well, if you're asleep, you will. I do trust in science, but coercion is not science. Withdrawing and withholding data is not science. Manipulating data is not science. Cherry-picking studies is not science. Social conditioning is not science. Fear-mongering is not science. And finally, censorship is not science. And isn't that funny? Because Roger Landry and I and a good number of, I think three other people from TLB Talk were talking on RBN yesterday about exactly that, about censorship and about how important it is to get your stories right. You know, I can't come on here with something that, you know, the elite made up to just have people lose credibility and that's it. You're gone. You lose credibility just like that. You have to be so careful. And we have to be careful not to divide, because this is what they're doing. I want to point out something also. Never let them forget what they said. And I'm going to give you a few examples, you know, from my favorite band, Kiss, right? Gene Simmons, the bass player. You're willing to walk among us vaccinated. You are the enemy. Oh, screw your freedom, says Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. Remember Jimmy Kimmel? Or Kimmel? I'm sorry, K-I-M-M-E-L. He says, who gets an ICU bed? Vaccinated person, come right in. Unvaccinated person who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. Oh, and Don Lemon, too. Don't have the vaccine? Can't go to the supermarket, can't go to the ball game, can't go to work, no shirt, no suit, no shoes, no service. Isn't that interesting? Just amazing. And Meanwhile, you're getting stuff from Frank Zappa that says, the illusion of freedom will continue as long as it is profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery, they'll pull back the curtains, they'll move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you'll see the brick wall at the end of the theater. You know, you don't release You can't release heavy metal particulates into the air and surround the earth with microwave towers unless you're trying to make things die. Okay? It's not for our health that they're doing this. And yes, I'm trying to calm down here. You know, usually the ones that are doing the accusing, this is an old Southern proverb, right? They're usually the ones doing the doing. And here's another good one. You can't, like, you can vax the entire planet, but you can't feed the starving people. You know, it makes us think, right? And this is what we need. We need to go outside of the box. And there's our president from, what, last year? While strictly pointing at us, the unvaccinated, declaring next winter to be the pandemic of the unvaccinated. You know? Oh, okay. And seems like my doctors right now, they're all confused as to how healthy I am. You know, no chemo, no radiation, no big pharma, no eating out of a box. Not even any ibuprofen or anything like that when you have a headache, you know? No. They're all confused. And, you know, I can think for myself and I'm awake. And, you know, yeah, that's what Chris, my friend in France, says all the time. You know, I can think for myself. He always used to say that. Think for yourself when I have him on the show. Right. And now this. Breaking. Physicians gather at the Supreme Court of the United States with over 100,000 petitions, signatures, to call for an investigation in Fauci's misleadings and corruption. Quote, never before have we seen such a blatantly corrupt government official not to be prosecuted. Unquote. Really? Never before have we seen such a blatant corrupt government official, like there's only one? Well, can we just rewind a minute? The WHO has a plan for 10 years of ongoing pandemics. Bill Gates is essentially the owner of the WHO. Hello. And Prince Charles, of course, he predicts more and more pandemics unless the world submits to their great reset. Huh. Between 2017 and 2018, hundreds of millions of COVID-19 test kits, fraudulent test kits, right, were distributed worldwide. Okay, and in 2017, Fauci himself guaranteed a surprise out. See what I mean? And you get Melinda Gates Foundation, right? You get the Johns Hopkins University predicting a coronavirus in 2017, a futuristic scenario. You know, they're all guilty, every single one of them. What do you think God would say to these people, right? Oh, months before the pandemic, a panel, must have been a secret one, discussed the need for a global disruptive event to make the world willing to accept experimental vaccines, which they're not. We call them bioweapons in my world. Just amazing, right? So what do? Yeah, they slam one person, you know, to protect everybody else, obviously, because if they knew, they'd be saying what I'm saying. It's a countless, you know, even the doctors are responsible for this genocide and depopulation attempt. We'll be right back. I'm hearing music. This is Lucas World. Don't go away.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, here comes my wave song. Here comes my wave song. We're back on Lucas World, and I'm surfing down this huge wave at 12 or 13 years old, and it's dragging me right down to 25, 30 miles an hour, and I don't exaggerate. I love saying that. Thank you for keeping the song on just a little bit longer. I love it. I love it. He's going to be doing every week from now on because he's getting to know the routine. Before the break, did I give the numbers out? No, I didn't. The numbers to call, 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. This poor soul's getting into it so much he forgot to give up the numbers in the beginning of the show. Luca! Before the break, we were talking about Rockefeller, and I gave the date 1899, and we talked about Rudolf Steiner and how the idea was, the agenda was to dumb down the population. Quote, eliminate the soul with medicine, okay, which became Big Pharma, right? Okay, so before we go on to something else, I want to give you two more dates because these are really important. 1805, in this short segment, just a few years after vaccination began in 1798, it was already shown an abysmal failure with 15% dying. Yet, anyone speaking out against this new fad of vaccination was ignored or laughed at, or does that sound familiar, or scorned? Dr. William Howley, and I'm just going to read you the underlying parts, physician extraordinary to Her Majesty's Lying-in Hospital, public lecturer on the theory and practice of medicine, etc. In 1805, he says, 504 persons vaccinated in England, 75 of them died from vaccination. They all died of smallpox, some sooner or later after vaccination. That's what it was. And he said, it's not speculation, it's not supposition, it is truth. In the space of 7 or 8 years, from 1798 to 1805, vaccination has shown itself so grievous to society. What may we not fear for the future, he asks. A murderous practice which carries desolation into families. Sorry, it's hard to read. and compromises the reputation of those who protect or practice it. And then right after that, in 1909, you have W.B. Clark from the New York Times, who says cancer was almost practically unknown until the cowpox vaccination began to be introduced. I have seen 200 cases of cancer and never saw a single case in an unvaccinated person. Okay? And then there's, what did Gandhi say about vaccination? He said it's a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of all the delusions current in our time. Conscientious objectors to vaccination should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction. Right. And now we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's the latest to be ousted by the corrupt system. Who's it going to be next? Dr. Rima Labo? I know her as well. And she even says, very loudly too, quote, there is neither medical nor ethical excuses for vaccination, period, unquote. And she said, be a vaccine refuser with me. That's her quote. And I have seen, like I was saying earlier, I saw one or two nurses that, you know, they're simply told by their doctor they're going to get the vaccine for the floor, or are you no longer a nurse? So this is why I call them bioweapons. I think they've been exclusively introduced as a global depopulation tool more than anything else. And everything big pharma, like, this has nothing to do with health. It's all about greed and corruption, right down to the veiled threat that I even received from my own doctor. Thank God it wasn't my, my family doctor, but it was my urologist. And I've told this before, and I'll say it again. I'll be happy to. I'm sitting there with my two bags, one rectal and one urine bag, and I'm doing great. I'm finally able to walk without the walker, but I still have the walker with me. He comes in with a 20-something, 22, 23-year-old medical secretary with her, you know, her thing to write, and she's writing down notes, and she sits in back of him, okay, kind of to the side, to about 5 o'clock from him, and he's looking at me and he's saying, okay, Luca, time to talk vaccine. Like, you're going to take the vaccine, right? And it was like, no, I'm not going to, because I just got out of surgery not long ago, and I don't want to take something made in a lab. Right. He kind of looks halfway to his secretary as if to say, please write this down or something. It just looked like that. I'm not saying it was, but that's what it looked like. And you know what? It's like he came out with something he recited by heart. He says, Luca, with your asymptomatic position, you could, okay, I found out that was a lie afterwards, the asymptomatic nonsense. Okay, well, being that way, you could actually sicken somebody and possibly kill somebody, Luca, by not getting vaccinated, by not protecting yourself first. He says, could you live with that? Think about it, Luca, if you could kill somebody without even knowing it, would you be able to live with that all your life? He said it twice. And I looked at him. I was so blown away. I mean, here's a guy that does radio shows on this stuff, right? Not, you know, not all on vaccines, obviously, but wow, you know. I didn't know what to say, so I guess my not saying anything said everything to him. We'll be right back after this. This is Luca's World. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Before your peers, tear down the wall!
Can you imagine people? Imagine hundreds of thousands of people yelling that.
They're screaming, tear down the walls. I'm going to be doing that one time. I think I'll do a show sometime, and I'll have the microphone about 10 feet away from me, and I'll scream it with my veins popping out of my neck. I don't want to make the waiter, the call waiter, wait too long. Jason, you're from Pennsylvania. You're on Lucas World. Good morning.
All right. Thanks. Luca, just a little clarification and correction on your end. If you do a little bit more deep dive research instead of just grabbing kind of like out of context Rudolf Steiner, everything he talked about was a warning for those of us that had ears to hear. It's not the satanic vaccine whatever promotion. It's the opposite. So you just took it as a out of context
That's even better
type
then.
Of thing.
That's actually even better if it's written that way. That's fabulous. That means that they're aware of the dangers and the actual evil of it all. Okay, that's even better.
It's not negative. It's positive. He was one of the few voices that was warning against the satanic presence and the occult trying to brainwash people. And if you do a little searching, you'll see that those parents and children that attend Waldorf schools, which are Rudolf Steiner type, more for the wealthy. Those are very under and unvaccinated compared to any other public you know, non-private educated institutions.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you actually, you made the whole show even better by adding that on, something I didn't know, which is awesome. And that makes even
more
sense.
There's a lot of people that take Rudolf Steiner's quotes out of context and they say, oh, he was a Satanist and he was a whatever. It's totally ridiculous.
No, I was
one of the few, you know, very philosophically sound, wonderful people, holistic and everything. Yeah.
Yes, that's awesome. And because I didn't know him, you know, you don't throw his name around without knowing who he is. But just coming out with works like that, it's just amazing. And I thank you for that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's awesome. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling. Andy, you're in Texas. This is Lucas World. You're next on the show. How are you doing?
Well, hey, Luca, for taking my call. I appreciate it. But, you know, you were talking about all these vaccines and how they're killing us and stuff. People don't realize that, you know, I mean, people are just starting to realize that these people are trying to kill us. But what they don't realize is that since you were born, they've been trying to simulate your death from the get-go. They didn't want you here from the get-go. They didn't want you here. And everything they can do, birth control, condoms, all this stuff, everything that has everything to keep you off this planet, they came up with, you know, the day after pill, all this. They don't want us here. And for whatever reason, apparently they own this world, and we're not welcome in it.
Right. So what do we do? Right? We say no.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, but there's so many people that aren't listening to Lucas World. They're not listening to anything on RBN. They're not even listening to the mainstream media, who might even give you a clue if they were listening to it. You know, Fox News will give you a clue. At the very least, Fox News will give you a clue. And nobody's even listening to that. That just shows you what the attention span of people are. They don't care what's going on in their world. All they want to do, and I don't blame them for this, all they want to do is get up and live their life, which is the way life should be. Yeah, why do I have to worry about politics? Politics should be taken care of. There should be no wars. There should be nothing. But these people are instigating all this stuff. And so we have to live in this world that other people are instigating. And then they're putting all these laws and rules on us because somebody else instigated something against them, and then they instigated something against those people. And next thing you know, we have a ton of rules and regulations that limit our freedoms. And people accept it. Okay, well, now I can't come outside and brush my teeth because it's illegal. I have to do it in the bathroom. Yeah, or whatever. You know, that's how stupid this thing is getting. It's actually past a joke that we can't wake everybody up. I could go door to door right now. I could walk. I'm in a small town. I could probably walk to every door in probably a week. And I could knock on a door and hand them a pamphlet or something and say, hey, this is what's going on in your world. What do you think about that? You know, have conversations, but people won't even entertain it. I'll probably get the door slammed in my face because nobody cares. That's the sad part about what's going on in the world right now, is that nobody cares. They just don't care what's happening. This too,
you know,
shall
what?
Pass kind of thing.
Andy, what Mark Passio says, and, you know, for whoever, whatever, you like him, you don't, doesn't matter. It's not him that matters. It's the message that matters. And he says that people don't care enough. That's the word, you know, it's not that they don't care. They don't care enough. Oh, I don't have time. Oh, I got two jobs. Oh, I got this, you know, like they basically know, but I think what it is, and I'm getting the idea more and more, is that they know that if they find out what the problem is, that they'll be stuck with the responsibility of doing something about it. But if they don't know, it's fine. Right.
Yeah. Well, it kind of seems like people don't want the responsibility of maintaining their freedom. And no. we're in a freedom bliss right now. The thing is that we still think that's the best slave. The best slave is the one who thinks he's free. And we all think we're free. But you got 2.2 million laws on the books. You got the most people incarcerated in any other country, and you have the lowest population of any of the bigger countries and stuff. But we still have the most people in prison because we think we're free. Because they keep telling us on TV. They keep flying over our football games with their, you know, missing man formation. They throw a flag out on the big football field, and they just keep that patriotism thing going on. There's nothing to be patriotism about in this country right now. And basically, you know, I've been running around this neighborhood that I'm at here. It's a small town, and I've found, like, three different flags that are flying upside down. And we know what that means, right?
Yes. And I want to say something to you in particular, Andy, on this show, rather than waiting till next week to say it to you. And also to Francis, and I hope he's still listening from North Carolina. No, actually, it was Jason from Pennsylvania. You people are teaching me every day. This is why the shows are getting better. And I said this from my first show, that it's thanks to people that are calling in, that are teaching us. It's thanks to me maybe starting with the subject and having callers come in saying, oh, Luca, no, you got it backwards. You know, like Jason just showed me. I could have thought that, you know, this Rudolf Steiner was such a bad man and just stuck with that, and that's not the case. So when you're up for learning, when it's not about ego, when you want to open your heart and learn about stuff, this is how good it gets. So this is a thank you to Andy and Jason for calling about that. That's awesome.
Well, and the last thing I'll say here is that the problem is that nobody wants to hear your story. But guess what? We couldn't bring these points up if you weren't there on the radio and you mm-hmm. sparked somebody's interest. I called you because what you were talking about sparked my interest. And if we don't have people on the radio that sparks people's interest to give them an interest in calling in, then we don't have nothing. All we have is a host talking. And the show, I mean, that's what I love about RBN. It's a call-in show. Everybody's a call-in show, give or take a couple of shows that don't take calls. But it's a call-in show, and we can voice our opinions. And I'm glad that you're open to it. I'm glad that you can see other people's points of view. And that's what really makes you a remarkable host on the radio show, is that you can agree or disagree with somebody. And you could adamantly disagree, or you can adamantly agree with somebody. It really doesn't matter. The point is that we're all getting our points out there, and people get to think about it. People are listening right now. They're thinking about what I just said. They're thinking about what you've said in the past. They're thinking about all the phone calls that came before me. They're thinking about these phone calls, and they're thinking about we're giving people, with this open line stuff where we can call in, we're getting able to get our perspective out there the way we see it. And then people can agree or disagree.
And I've always said that this show is for the callers, and I'm here to learn, so let's learn together. I got two more callers coming up all of a sudden.
Got you, Chief. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Call in again next week. Looking forward to hearing from you. Francis from North Carolina, you're next on Luca's World. How you doing?
Hey, young man.
Hello, dear.
Weekend to you, to start with. In light of, Andy's commentary reminds me of a simple comment in the Matrix films. You know what that was? Ignorance is bliss. In other words, people willfully are ignorant, so they don't have to face up to the fact that they got a brick wall hitting them in the face, not giving them a choice. But yet they can make their own choice if they want to. And so just snap out of their stupor and say, okay, what's going on? Not just take verbatim what their MD says, what the white coat says, whatever the case is, you name it. And so, especially politicians, because they're all wrapped in up together with the same money trough, for that matter. So I have to applaud you on standing up for your own dignity by, you know, not being talked down to by a doctor saying, well, since you're asymptomatic, you could kill somebody. Excuse me. How can you kill somebody that you know or love just because supposedly you're asymptomatic? That is hypocrisy and also a lousy guilt trip, not to mention.
So and also he's looking at a paycheck of how much? According to some people, it's between $25,000 and $250,000. No, or is that for... That's for chemo and radiation. No, I'll have to look that up again. It's a ridiculous number. Like, these doctors in these hospitals are getting paid, and people are getting bought off. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's the reason why I asked one person. I said, there's been through a lot of medical procedures and whatnot regarding their heart. I said, do you ever wonder sometimes if you feel like an ATM machine or whatever for the hospital? And they had the strangest look on their face, like they couldn't believe I actually asked that. But it's like, it actually spooked them. So anyway.
Well, I got one thing for you before you go, Francis.
Yes.
This is a quote from Howard Thurman, which you probably know already, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's a beautiful quote, and this is for you. Don't ask, and this is for everybody listening, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and then go and do it. Because what the world needs is what people, it's people that have come alive and that are offering something different. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have the responsibility to do,
like
is to go
that.
Home, find out what we're good at, and dedicate ourselves to giving the world, you know? That's it.
I like that. Ah, well, have fun.
That's...
I'll have an olive with my pineapple. Later.
I don't want to hear it. Okay, have a good day. See you next week. Dan from
Later.
Washington, you're on Luca's World. How you doing? Sorry to keep you waiting.
Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I know nurses that were making like $250,000 a year during COVID, the ones that just went along with it all. You know, I mean, they were – the average nurse in America was making – there were some that protested the forced injections and stuff like that, but the ones that didn't, they made a lot of cash. And that's why they went along with it so quickly.
It
you know?
Has to
they
be that way, right? Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're right. Fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Huey Long is interesting to look into because, you know, people defend this Jewish capitalism we have, and they think Roosevelt was a communist. But if you look at Huey Long, if he would have nationalized some of the oil money and not allowed Rockefeller to run this country,
there you go.
Imagine how much better this could. All these things Rockefeller did with the vaccines.
I'm going to get into it next week. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, and then Huey Long was killed, of course, by a Jewish guy. But it was a very important time in history. And then, you know, that's a big thing. If Huey Long would have won, think how things would be different. Not making America socialist, but just the oil money. The trillions in oil money could have actually been shared by the people instead of just owned by Rockefeller, you know?
I hear you. You know, you're making it sound like what I'm finding out about Adolf Hitler, because if he would have been allowed to do what he wanted to do, it was A, get out of the Rothschild stronghold, B, make a new economic system that's completely independent, C, working for your people, and, you know... That was not allowed. That's why that had to go. That's why Churchill genocided Germany real quick. So the good people, like you said, are the first ones to go. It's really sad to see. So that's what my shows are built on. I really appreciate you bringing that up. It's a good point.
All right. Well, that was my main point. So thanks for taking the call. I appreciate your show and bringing that topic up. It's a tragedy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care. Yeah. And we have Tom from Florida. On Luca's World, with 10 minutes left, how are you doing?
Good day to you. Luca, I want to, that one caller, three calls back, he was absolutely right on. Thank God for RBN, and you can call in, and it's wonderful to have that, and no other venue has that. What you guys do, Kerry, thank God for RBN and John Stadmiller bringing it out. Now, here, I want to talk about this. Luca, have you ever heard of a woman called Maria Bartiromo?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I listened to her regularly when I had Fox.
Okay, well, she was on yesterday, and she was talking about all these illegal aliens bringing in tuberculosis now that they've never saw before. Now tuberculosis is back in the United States, being presented back into this country. And she also made a very interesting topic she had on. She was talking about how they lied their ass off with the COVID-19. And cloxychloroquine there was another drug that actually you didn't have to take the COVID shot. In
right.
Indonesia, I kept telling everybody 2 years ago, I had a friend who lived in Indonesia, Jakarta, his my friend's wife, and she'd go back and forth, and she told me none of the people in that country were taking the shot, Pfizer, Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson. They all took cloxychloroquine and some other, I don't think it was Regeneron. And Maria Bartiromo said that now the drug of food, whatever the hell, those criminals with Fauci, they already knew 3 years ago that horse tranquilizer is all you needed. You didn't have to go into that giant murderous COVID shot. And I'm telling you,
course.
Luca, 3 to 4 years from now, all these people who took that shot are going to be end up dead. You watch. They're all going to drop like flies.
That's the idea. But can we go back just a second? Can we go back to your first comment about people with tuberculosis being allowed in the United? You know what? I'm sorry, but that just rang another bell. That sounds like somebody doing it deliberately, making sure that tuberculosis gets in because the open borders are open anyway, right? That's what that sounds like. Yes. The minute you said it, I'm going, okay.
Yeah. Right? You know, but Luca,
we're
going to
be right back. I'm hearing music in my ear, which means we'll be right back after this segment. Don't go away. Stay on the phone. We'll be right back. This is Luca's World.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Again for the last segment, this is Luca's World. We are back. I think is Tom still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In a few minutes.
Yeah. I'm still
well,
here,
actually,
Luca.
Lesson two. Go ahead.
Hello, Luca. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Luca. What I want to say is this: I was looking at Mexico's immigration laws, and you should see how strict their laws are. It's incredible. And the reason they have such strict laws, they don't want nobody bringing the disease in there from the United States or anywhere in the world. But here, they're allowing this guy, El Bador, is allowing these Central Americans and all these other people to come 1,100 miles through the country of Mexico into our southern border and invade us with all kinds of diseases and eases and
exactly.
funguses among us.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
in the meantime, we got the Zionists flying swines. The Zionists are lying their ass off what they're doing with Joe Biden and his son Hunter They're getting away with absolute murder, and they're trying to wipe our Constitution out, man. They're trying
to wipe our country out. And then when the WHO has all the countries lined up and signed up on their list, then they can declare a pandemic, and every single country has to be locked down, period. That's what they're going after. It's going to be a whole lockdown. It's going to be depopulation, and that's it. Yeah. So we have to prepare ourselves.
Can you do me a favor? Look at it. Could you look at Mexico's immigration laws on your show next week and talk about it, how strict their laws are, so the audience will understand?
I can look at it. Sure. I got to educate myself first, though.
Right. I would appreciate that. So thank you for taking my call. Have a great weekend. And all I can say is, with the gun, you're a citizen. Without the gun, you'll become a subject. And that's exactly what's happening in this country. We're all becoming subjects.
There you go. You've heard it, because they never cared to begin with. And you know what, folks?
In the time
we have left, let me just say this. Thank you for calling, Tom. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you.
Until he extends the circle of his compassion to all living beings, all living things, man will himself never find peace. That's Albert Schweitzer. I wouldn't have said it that way. That's why I stumbled a little bit. But until he extends his circle of compassion to all living things, in Mi'kmaq, in my language, they call it emsetnogama, which means all my relations, the two-legged, the four-legged, the ones that fly in the sky, the ones that swim in the ocean, even the rocks that know more than we do. Until you find compassion when you hold a rock or you hold something beautiful or you appreciate the little things that you have, you won't find peace. You'll always be fighting. We'll always be fighting each other. It's a choice. And I'm going to leave the show with what Tecumseh said. He said, you have a choice when your feet hit the floor. If you do not have a reason to give thanks for your life, for your eyes, for your health, for your mind, for your own life, then the problem lies within yourself. See, and that's a conscious choice we make from the beginning of our day, every day. Some people say, well, I'm broken. You're broken. Well, you know what? The Japanese, they break, they take their pottery that's broken and they repair it with powder gold lacquer to highlight imperfections. What does that tell you? It teaches us that broken objects aren't something to hide, but to display with pride. So everybody have a good week. This is Luca's World and Luca Maino signing off. Be safe, everyone.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Okay.